Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
And welcome to 2017, if I haven't welcomed you officially. So good to be here. You know, you're out of church for, or you're out of the environment or the people of God for a while. 1-2 weeks, you won't feel it. But once people start picking up the phone to call you, start sending you messages, they want to know how you're doing. Then it reminds you of how good God is and the purpose of people, community, church. That was the foundation it was built on. It was built on love. You look at half of what the disciples, the apostles did. They did it because they loved. They listened to Christ first and they loved each other. And on behalf of my family and I really want to thank every one of you here for your support during my operation. And may the Lord be with you, now and always. Amen. So, New Year resolutions. I didn't find anything more creative to tie to this Bible, so I thought I should try this. Ben called me today. He said to me, "Say, Joseph, are we going to be here till midnight?" I said, "No. I promise you, have you have to be here by." I said, "Promise you, have you have to be here in the next half an hour to an hour." But let's take a long-winded way around this subject. But I promise you, I'm trying to get to a point tonight. And we should start by looking at Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 to 22. So if anybody has a Bible or needs a Bible, somebody can just hand them out. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. That sounds right.
Yeah, thank you. So Matthew 19, verses 16 to 22. I mean, this is a story that I'm sure many of us have come across over the years. And doesn't strike, you know, it's quite confusing. The story is about a young rich ruler who approached Christ. And if you look at it from the surface, you say to yourself, Christ, are you saying to me that if I'm rich or if I have wealth, I can't enter heaven? And for so many years, I really didn't understand it. And so I was fortunate enough to come across a message by somebody who delved into it a bit deeper, and I want to share that with everybody this evening. So Matthew 19, verses... Matthew 19, verses 16 to 22. And it reads, "Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, 'Teacher, what good thing must I do to enter eternal life?' 'Why do you ask me about what is good?' Jesus replied, 'There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments.' 'Which ones?' the man inquired. Jesus replied, 'Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother, and love your neighbor as yourself.' 'All these I have kept,' the young man said. 'What do I still lack?' Then Jesus answered, 'If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me.' When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth." You read so many verses in Proverbs that refers to wealth. Proverbs 14:22 talks about the wealth of the wise is their crown. Proverbs 10:15 talks about the rich man's wealth is a strong city. And I'm certainly sure the word of the Lord is not contradictory. So what exactly is the Lord trying to point out here? So one of the first exercises I think would be ideal is, Jesus was very intelligent the way he answered it. If you ask me, what's my name? My name is Joseph. I'll give you a direct answer to a direct question. The young man asked God, what do I have to do to enter heaven? But Christ, who created him, knew him even before he opened his mouth. So rather than giving him a direct answer, he wanted to explore the Ten Commandments with him. And that's what I want us to do for 5 minutes, or two, three minutes. Compare the passage to the Ten Commandments, and let's find out exactly what the young man lacked. So if we can just spend a bit of time just going through that, going through the passage and comparing this to the Ten Commandments.